we're going to talk about the high-density cooling solutions at our U.S. Internet co-location facility in Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you flip to the next slide, I'll give you a little background about us. May of 1995, myself and three partners started U.S. Internet in the basement of our apartment in southeast Minneapolis on a dream that someday we could grow the business, not only to satisfy ourselves and our families, but to, you know, have a successful long-term viable business. So since May of 95, we've put on over 5 million customers, ranging on a whole suite of products primarily related around the internet, from hosting applications, e-commerce, remote backup, disaster recovery, anti-spam messaging, etc. If you flip to the next slide, the facility we're going to speak to today is, again, in Minneapolis. We have similar facilities in Milwaukee, London, Sydney, Australia, and through our dial-up relationships, we provide points of presence, both dial-up and Wi-Fi, in over 2,000 U.S. cities. On the next slide, we'll talk, who do we have in our co-location facility? Not only do we host our own core systems for our business, we also have approximately 750 other customers that share the space with us. They range from large companies to very, very, very small companies. A company will take 10 racks of space for their infrastructure. Another company will take 1 U. So we have a very eclectic array of equipment in the 200 co-location racks that we have here. We allow our customers to bring in whatever equipment they want, when they want it, and it provides that one rack might be full of blades, the next rack might be full of 4 to 8 U servers, just depending on that particular customer's requirements. We also provide connectivity through numerous carriers, 24/7, 365, in our facility here in Minneapolis. On the next slide, we'll discuss what happened. We ran into a wall, and it was a wall that we didn't necessarily anticipate or do a good job planning for. The heat that built up in this space in some areas was over 90, and I'll be quite frank with you, it was over 100 degrees in spots in the room. We had hot spots, we had some cold, we had some 100 degree spots, and we had some 75 degree hot spots. It was embarrassing to bring new customers in, so we put a moratorium on there. You know, we needed to solve the problem, and what we had in the space was not adequately solving the problem. It was day one, but as we moved on and as customers brought in more equipment, as the equipment got smaller and smaller and capacities went up and up, obviously the heat issue was attached to it. So we opened up a project. And on the next slide, the project was we needed to double the size of the space. We were physically out of room, and we were cooking the assets that we had in there. We needed to get rid of all the hot spots. The temperature had to be the same across the room. We needed to get some proper airflow going in there so we didn't have the stagnant, dead, hot, dry, stale air. We had to be flexible because we had to react to what customers were bringing in. It had to run all the time, and it had to be state-of-the-art from the standpoint that it solved or was in line with the state-of-the-art technology that people were bringing into place. So on the next slide, we approach this problem from the customer out. As soon as the customer walks into the data center, they have an expectation, either consciously or subconsciously. Raised floor, it needs to be clean, it needs to kind of look like an operating theater, white, it needs to be super redundant, secure, and it needs to be cold. So in Minneapolis here, we have a challenge. You know, it can be 20 below zero outside. Somebody will walk in with a large parka, but they'll assume that your data center needs to be colder. So we had to approach it from the standpoint that we make or break the sale in the first 90 seconds. Water. We didn't want any water in the environment. Okay, water in computers, again, right or wrong, people's perception are they don't go together. Okay, we wanted to have an independent system. We're not a fan of tying all of our systems together. We wanted to have the system stand on its own, air-cooled heat rejection, just like everything else that we had been putting into place. We needed the flexibility that if a heavy load came in, we could move or adjust the cooling appropriately to compensate for that. And then the brand. We never get questioned because we have Caterpillar generators, Cisco routers, or Liebert air conditioning and UPS or power conditioning. When people walk into our facility, my job is to eliminate the questions. And we get some real data center aficionados, and we get just your average users. We need to be able to offset any and all of their questions. So on the next slide, how did we approach this problem? Well, initially we added in our design old school thought, 320-ton Liebert air conditioners, and let's spread them evenly throughout the room so that we were as close to the heat as possible. This also gives us our humidification, dehumidification control, and this is traditional. When people walk in, they assume to see these big boxes sitting there blowing air. So we've met the kind of emotional aspect of potential customers. On the next slide, we put in the Liebert XD system. Now let me talk a little bit about this. When our sales rep from Data Center Systems came in with this PowerPoint presentation introducing us to the XD, we went through the he wanted to take an hour going through presentation. I took 2 minutes going through it, and we literally placed an order for that equipment that day because we had tried similar type scenarios with other commercial air conditioning where we were trying to take the air conditioning and move it to the heat source. Traditionally, it was taking the heat and trying to move it to the air conditioner. Well, every attempt we made failed, and this immediately, it didn't take a genius to figure this out, that this was going to solve our problem. So we went and deployed 20 of their XDV units. They're in this picture, you can see the little black boxes sitting above the racks. The XD cooler, the smartest decision we made was to buy the piping prefabricated. Back in this day, we had the option of doing it ourselves. No way. Once I saw these things, they're so intricate, and I didn't want the guys on site doing it. And it's incredibly efficient, no water. So again, when these data center aficionados walk in, they're like, oh, you have water over the racks. No, we have gas, and if it leaks, it just blows out into the air like helium. Not a big deal. And it solves the issue of putting the cooling right at the heat source. So again, it didn't take very long to figure out. Hot air comes out of the back of the rack, rises up, gets sucked into the XDV, and cold air gets blown out the front. It was a very quick decision, and then it was how fast we can get it in. The next slide kind of shows the elements here. The heat rejection, you know, the units that sit on our roof, they are just like, appear to me to be like all the rest of them, just a bunch of fans in a metal box. Then the actual XD chiller that sits in our room. And the ironic thing is the amount of cooling we get out of such small footprint. In our world, square feet is money. So every piece of gear that sits there that is not revenue generating is obviously a cost. So this thing is small, sits over in the corner, can be pushed right up against the wall. And then from there, we have piping that runs throughout the room where these little XDs, Vs plug into it. On the next slide, what happened? The day we turned it on, literally almost instantly, within 10 minutes, the temperature in that room dropped by 30 degrees. That was the air temperature. It took almost a week and a half to bring the physical temperature of all of the racks and, you know, everything down to 69 degrees, which is where we run it today. So we had cooling system redundancy. We could actually turn one of our 20-ton XDs off, or excuse me, one of our 20-ton traditional floor mount units and service it. Where if we did that before, we had like 5 minutes until we had an overheating problem. We now doubled the size of the room, so obviously we could double the revenue. We added cooling, and we didn't take floor space. We have tons of ceiling space, but floor space we were low on. And quite frankly, it paid for itself. The moment we wrote the check to Liebert, it was already paid for because it enabled us to sell. And we can now service the high, medium, and low-density customers uniformly across the space. So on the next side are critical success factors. You know, it kind of speaks for itself. We don't have hot spots. We added the capacity. We removed the heat. We don't take up the floor space. There's no water. It's flexible. It's scalable. So we can put it right where we need to go. And the guys out at Liebert, you know, they take care of it. When we put it in, we ask the individual from Liebert, what do we need to do to maintain this thing? Is there anything we need to do? And there's a green light on the front of the box, and there's a red light. And he goes, if the red light ever comes on, call this 800 number. You know, knock on wood, the red lights never come on. So our cost of ownership is just some power now. Next slide, these are some older pictures to kind of show you how, you know, what it looks like. You know, it's kind of a big black box that sits in the corner, and you can see the two lights on there. Some pipes coming out of the top that sits and hums and creates cooling. It's just kind of nondescript cooling device. The next slide, this is the thing, these prefab piping segments that came in that actually have the orifices that you plug the XDVs in run throughout the center of our room. If you see on the next slide here, you can see we ran it straight dead down our hot aisles. And then from there, the next slide shows the coupler or the interconnection that the units make into the piping system. So if we need to move a unit around, it's real flexible. We have extra orifices that we can slide it down 3 feet. We can move one across the room. We can compensate for cooling conditions in the room. And it takes our guy 15 minutes maybe to move one. And ours are physically anchored to the ceiling. So 10 of those minutes is actually, you know, drilling the appropriate holes. The next slide actually shows kind of the completed element in the way that it looks somewhat today, which is the units are blowing cold air down the cold aisle, and then right behind these racks are the warm aisles, you know, butted up back to back.